You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Welcome to the Week 16 edition of Drive to Survivor on the Hammer.bet. Reminder to subscribe to the Hammer HQ on YouTube and the Forward Progress channel for all of your football needs. We were eliminated, Cam Stewart, last week based on your hunch that Washington would destroy the New York Giants on Sunday Night Football. You know what you got? Eliminated by the refs.
I got it. Could go down as one of the stupidest move. I do so many stupid things. I don't even know where it ranks. God. But you know what? I wanted to be bold and it was pretty stupid. How many times have we been knocked out this year? It's actually wicked how if we were in a, like, what team? Like, we're the opposite of a survivor pick on this show. It's amazing. We should actually do one of those.
That would be fun.
Is there a way to do this pool?
Have you ever been in a reverse survivor where you have to pick a team to lose every week?
I love that.
I have been in a pool like that. Yes.
You can
do all
do
sorts
it?
Of survivors, right? Rather, yeah. I mean, that would be really fun.
I think we should do it. Add it to the list. Inverse.
But we've actually lost 7 of 15 weeks this year.
Excellent.
It's
above 500, looking good.
Yeah. I mean, listen, the sad thing is, like, I think there's people out there that think that now we're just picking teams that we think is going to lose to ham it up a little bit and have some fun. This is the sad reality is that we're actually not. Like, someone, one of us feels very strongly about one of these picks every single week.
The thing is, here's the thing, guys. Everybody, if we're doing this for people, and yes, I'm knocking everyone out, costing them money. I get it, but we can't take the Bills at -9. They've been taken. We can't take, we have to take a bad team. That's part of the way things work here. We can't take teams like San Francisco. We have to take a team that probably, if people are alive in a survivor pool, they haven't taken. That's the whole thing. You have, like, I'm not going to give them Buffalo.
Titans.
Even if they do lose.
Titans what? Over Texans.
I like the Bucks over the Cardinals. You know who'd be better quarterback than Trace McSorley?
Marty McSorley. I think that's his dad.
Hey.
Trace McSorley
is no Chargers. No, you don't feel that one.
No,
well,
no.
The Chargers are dicey. I mean, I felt like, Cam, you might want to go Miami against Green Bay, and I was going to try to talk you out of that. But I think that, like, the Cardinals. I guess it's the Bucks too. You got to count. The Cardinals are they're going with Trace McSorley.
I got one for you. And you know what? Denver.
I think you'd be better off going Pittsburgh than Denver.
Really?
I don't mind Denver. The Rams
Why?
Suck.
Yeah, Rams suck.
Denver sucks.
Isn't this the whole goal though, Pat? No one's taking Denver in their pool. I guess I don't understand the concept, the very simple concept of this show. I'm not going to give you a team that's over like 3 points.
I just gave you, you want Denver -2.5. I just laid out the Steelers -2.5, who I think are a much better team than Denver.
I got to be honest with you. I think the Raiders might beat the Steelers. I think Denver's going to win.
Fair enough. I also think the Rams might beat the shitty Broncos.
Well, we said we wanted to make it difficult. I'm not taking Tampa Bay out of spite. People have used Tampa Bay.
Well, if they use Tampa Bay, give me two
options of shit teams that can win this week. That's it. We're doing it. We're already out 8 times. It doesn't matter. Don't you understand? Like, who cares? Who gives a shit? I want to give somebody something that might work.
Well, how about the Ravens -7.5? I know for sure that we haven't used the Ravens, because if we did, we wouldn't have been eliminated in week one. Throwing that
Patrick,
out there.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
Why not the Titans?
Survivor pools. I don't know, because Houston might win. No.
No.
Okay, you know what? You know what? I'm done. You're the host. I made a horrible shit pick last week. Like, I was sitting on a toilet and thinking Washington was going to beat the Giants. You know what? You guys are picking. You want to take Tennessee? I want no part of this.
Okay. Listen, the whole premise of the show is to convince you on a pick. I'm going to try to sell you on Tennessee. Houston's not going to win. How about that?
Okay. If we want to limit
right.
it,
You're right. Houston might cover, but they can't win. They can't win in Tennessee. There's no way, right?
They actively try to lose every game. They try to make it seem like they're competitive. Then they'll just lose.
That's a good point, Rob. What was your next?
You're going to be much more. You're going to be much more inclined to go with Pat here. But like, okay, if we're going to remove like the bigger favorites, let's say we're going to take like 4.5 points or less or something like that. I guess. I think the Cowboys are going to win this week.
I kind of agree with you. I like Minshew, but they'll probably win.
I just think Philly is getting into the state of mind of like, let's just get healthy for playoffs type of team. That like
and
they're going to win.
Hurts isn't playing. I love these stories. Just tell me he's not playing. Okay, if you guys start Hurts, you're an idiot. Like
exactly,
exactly. Stooges.
I mean, they're trying to get Dallas to prep for Hurts or what. It's not going to work. Like, I think everybody knows Minshew's playing at this point, but I think the Cowboys are pretty safe. Like,
Pat, do you have a quarter on you? Cowboys or heads, Titans or tails?
The official Pat Mayo Experience coin is actually on the desk. So the Pat Mayo face will be the Dallas Cowboys, and the Mayo Media Network logo will be the Titans, is what you're saying?
Yes, let's use the coin. Obviously, as the coin is much smarter than I am. Let him decide.
Come on, Titans. I want Titans.
So heads, pressure. Dallas.
Dallas it is. Pressure. How about them Cowboys? Team. Yeah, you know what? I hope they lose now almost just for this stupid segment.
That will do it on the Week 16 edition of Drive to Survivor. Reminder to follow both Rob Pizzola and Cam Stewart and subscribe to The Hammer on YouTube, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. And go to thehammer.bet for all your sports betting needs. That will do it for me. I'm Pat Mayo. We'll see you next week.